Hi, I'm Sunny.
And I'm Jane.
And you are listening to
Unexpected
Unexpected
Things
Things
with
with
Jane.
Jane.
Very good.
Do
Nice.
we need a take two?
No, we don't. It's perfect.
Welcome to Unexpected Things with Jane, the podcast where I talk with someone that you might know about something that you may not expect us to talk about. Today I have with me Sunny Lin. Will you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. I'm Sunny Lin. I go to the same church as Jane. I work at Apple as an engineer. That's about it, right?
Yeah, Sunny is an okay friend who has many different hobbies: latte making, baking Queen Amans, leather crafting. People are very curious to know about your hobbies. But also, y'all, it has been a minute. A lot of things have happened since our last episode of UTJ. I've been teaching elementary students completely online. Biden got elected president. AOC played Among Us on Twitch. So today, we're going to be talking about none of those things. My question for you today is, why is BTS so popular?
That's a
Dude,
really good question.
so over quarantine, it came over me, Sunny. The army wave. I've resisted for months. I resisted when my friends told me about Blood, Sweat, and Tears a couple years ago.
That's a good
But
one.
dude, after I watched Carpool Karaoke with James Corden and BTS, I was done. Weverse took all my money after that.
When BTS initially exploded, I was also like really confused because I feel like a lot of the Korean like idol groups or whatever's had really good music and dancing as well.
Because here's the thing, we've seen the inception, like the early inception of K-pop. Like,
Right.
I remember in
Oh
middle
yeah.
school when like Wonder Girls came out, Sonyeosha,
Nobody?
SNSD, Girls'
Sonyeosha, yeah.
Big Bang, like all the legends were starting to become like virality was starting to become a thing with YouTube. There's been so many groups like BTS, and I didn't understand why it was like they were the ones who exploded.
Well, now that you're like really into them for some reason, like why do you think that they exploded?
I think for them, the cards really lined up. A, they weren't part of a big like JYP, SM, YG well-known company, so that was new. And then two, I think their social media use was really what kind of helped them take off. Because,
You mean like Instagram or like
well, I
Twitter?
don't think they even have
Oh, they
Instagram.
don't have those.
Because they use Weverse and then they use Twitter. But they post so much. Like each person posts something. And then they also do a ton of live streams. Like Dongbangshinki, DBSK, and like Big Bang, they didn't do any of that. Just because there wasn't the times.
So I actually first started knowing like about K-pop through like BoA and like DBSK, right? But I feel like at the time, like a lot of the Korean groups were trying to get a share of the Japanese market and not really looking to expand to North America, right? Big Bang also, I think, started like in Korea and then moved to Japan. But then I think they also saw that like America was a potential. And so they also did like a lot of the global, like international tours as well, right? I think one key thing is like it's probably mandatory that one of the members need to be fluent in English. I feel like in those groups that didn't do as well, it could be because of that like language barrier. For BTS, like Rock Monster, even though like he didn't grow in a foreign country, like he's still like, because like he's really smart.
Dude, IQ 148, GG.
It's crazy. Like, how did he learn English? Like, he
He
just
learned through
listened to
friends.
music. He doesn't really have an accent either.
That's true, but like there are a lot of groups these days that have at least one fluent English speaker. Blackpink, Twice, they all have English speakers.
Yeah,
But
you're
they
right,
weren't
Blackpink.
even on BTS scale.
I mean, Blackpink is pretty decently big overseas too, no?
But like, dude, BTS blew everyone out of the water. It's like Jimin can upload a live stream of him just talking about whatever for 3 minutes and it gets like 5 million views.
Yeah,
That's
that's
crazy.
true. I don't know what it is.
I think the English speaker is a big factor. That for sure for the international market. Okay, here's the other thing. I think they have a very like positive relationship with their fan base. Like they're very loyal to their fans. Because before it's like with Icon or like JiKo or even like Dongbangshinki, they would like kind of like rant a little bit about the crazy fans, and they had like they had every right to do so because like some fans are crazy. So I think the relationship between BTS and their fan base is different because it's like more open.
They feel a lot more accessible to the regular people, you know, because of these like social media platforms.
Yeah, I think accessibility is really where the money is at. How available are you for your fans?
Before accessibility, the only way to meet them was basically like fan meetings. But you would like literally like have to like plan your vacation and like somehow get there. But now like you just like open this up and then push a button and then...
Like live streaming wasn't a thing. Dude, if Dongbangshinki had that, I would have been all over that.
Yeah, I think that would have been legendary.
So K-pop, it's like you need the music to catch people's attention. So the music, the aesthetic, the dance, those are like foundational. But then I think the difference between you being a good K-pop musician and becoming like a K-pop global idol is your personality and how much you're able to sell of that.
Because people invest in you in addition to like what you already do.
They're kind of like the Kardashians. You know how like, dude, when Kris Jenner started keeping up with the Kardashians, she was like, we're gonna like show everything. And that like really worked for them because they made it big. It also seems, I don't know if this is like a big hit entertainment thing, but BTS seems like they have slightly fewer restrictions. Like on the reality shows, they'll drink during dinner. And when I saw that, I was shocked. I was like, wow, I've never seen idol groups just drinking on shows. Yeah. So I think there's that. And then like, you know, Jungkook has all these tattoos. And in Korea, like tattoos are still pretty taboo. So I think there's an element of a little more freedom of expression.
Because I think the CEO there, like the relationship is a little different than the big three, right? Like SM is like completely different, I feel like. Really like top down.
SM, YG, and JYP are all way more established. Like they've been around.
Right.
And like Bang Si-hyuk, he's been around in the entertainment business, but he didn't start big hit until, like it didn't really gain steam until recently.
And it's really only because of the success of BTS, right?
Well, BTS was actually his first boy band that he even like launched, which is crazy. I feel like the stars just aligned for them. Like they had RM, their English speaker. They really got on the social media train. They were a little different from other groups in that they had a better relationship with their fans, or a more positive relationship, I should say. Yeah, different relationship with their company. So a little more freedom of expression. This is just my theory. I have no idea. I'm not an expert.
I also think like the fact that Psy came out with Gangnam Style a few years back, that also helped, because now like this whole thing with like a foreign like Korean music, like it's not as new, right? Like people are like, you know what I mean?
Dude, I still can't wrap my mind around how Gangnam Style became viral. Like even Psy said, like he was like, I don't know how that happened.
Cause if you look at all of his videos, they're all like that.
Yeah, cause for him, it's like he's just been doing what he always does.
Exactly. Like the people that know Psy are like, this is just Psy.
That's always been like, he's been grinding like that for years. I don't know what it is with virality. Like it's random. If it picks you, it picks you.
Do you know if it was YouTube that kind of like just blew that up? I didn't remember watching YouTube.
Because TikTok was, I don't think TikTok was a thing then. Yeah, I think it's still up there as like one of the most viewed videos of all time. Okay, what was your like gateway K-pop song?
Yeah, I think Sonil Shide's G.
That takes me back to 7th grade.
When did it come out? That came out like
2007 or 8, yeah.
Something like that. My best friend in high school in Canada, he's Caucasian. I don't know why, but he was really into K-pop and really into Sonia Shide. And so he just kept on playing that.
Dude, it was iconic with like their neon colored shorts and like their...
And the dance.
Dude, the dance. It's all the base elements of K-pop. You got the bomb choreography. You got the catchy tune. You have the aesthetic.
Yep.
Dude, it's K-pop at its epitome.
2008, also there's, you know, like Haru Haru.
Dude.
That was like...
That made my heart skip a beat. Dude, that was legendary. Haru Haru...
I still listen to it. That's still one of my favorites.
Actually, you know what my gateway K-pop song was? It was not even Dongbangshinki. I think it was Last Farewell by Big Bang. It's not as well known, but I remember like... turning on my TV, this is when I had to like go to the video shop and borrow like VCR tapes. I would like put in Music Bank, and then Big Bang, they were wearing like pink and blue neon puffy jackets and performing. And then it was game over for me. That was like...
That, you know, that, That's like a sign that you're an actual fan because you knew like Big Bang before they blew up, you
I
know?
wasn't even VIP. Like, my friends were hardcore stan.
Oh, so you
Big
just
Bang.
knew it.
I liked their music, but
Oh,
I was
interesting.
Cassiopeia. Yeah, Dongbangshinki is my voice.
It's interesting because back then I was still like heavily into J-pop. So K-pop was foreign. It took me a while to get used to listening to music that I didn't understand lyrically. But after I got used to it, it was good. I think the biggest difference with K-pop with like J-pop to me was that, you know, their sound is always evolving.
Well, here's the thing. K-pop, I realize, is actually very new. Like, K-pop as a genre didn't really evolve until, like, what, late 1990s with, like, H.O.T. Before that, it was, like, Seotaejin and the Boys, which is, like, the OG. Like, they basically created K-pop.
Also, like
H.O.T.,
G.O.D.
Chexkis, G.O.D., who
It was
else?
like Rain and like Seven and all
Rain.
those.
Rain is
Rain
a
was
dude.
really good at one
Yo,
point.
Rain's the OG. I still have CDs. I have Seven, Passion. Actually, yeah, Big Bang wasn't even my gateway. It was Seven. It was Seven and Rain. You know how I got into K-pop? My mom would watch Music Bank all the time. So she would borrow the
Wait.
VCR tapes and I would sit and I would watch with her.
Because it's like recorded in Korea and then sent here, or
Right, like internet, like streaming wasn't a thing. It was like you would have to get the tapes.
I remember like back then, in order to watch like foreign stuff, you go to like a foreign like supermarket or something, and they had the video
It
section
was like
where they
I
like
went to like
record it.
the Korean Blockbuster, basically.
Right, exactly. And then you can like borrow it.
Yeah, and then Rain, his song was Is Raining. He was one of the early K-pop stars who made it to the US. Like kind of got a foothold here.
Yeah, and he also like starred in a movie, right?
I think so. I don't know which
That
one.
was a Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, so I feel like he was a trailblazer. BoA for sure, because she opened up the Japanese market.
I mean, BoA is like a legend,
She's a legend.
like in Asia. And I think she also tried to come to America afterwards, but
She did. She didn't do as well though.
it wasn't as good.
That's why I'm like, what was the formula for BTS to like make it? Big Bang and like Sonyeosidae got pretty close to making it really big in the States, but like no one to the level of BTS.
Not to this level. I guess sometimes the stars just align for them, and
Yeah,
then
because
once
my friends were telling me, they're like, oh, it's because like their lyrics are more deep and like they're more about like social issues. And I'm like, dude, there's been so many groups and singers that have done that. Like, that can't be it, you know?
No, it's not that. You know, I think their dance is unique though, like how complicated their choreography. Like their movements are super sharp and also like still synchronized. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, but like the recent, you know, groups are also like really good at
Like
dancing, you know, the ones. Yeah,
EXO could have
EXO's
made it
really
because
good.
they blew everyone out of the water with their dancing.
I wonder, like, you know, a lot of these big groups that we're thinking of that we think will like globalize or like go international, but don't do quite as well with BTS. They actually do really well in Korea. Maybe it's just that they don't necessarily see the need to also focus their energy like internationally.
But I don't even
Whereas,
know if BTS like intentionally focused their market
that's
on the
true.
States.
That's true.
Like, it just kind of happened. Yeah, it's still an enigma to me. I don't think anyone really knows. I don't think they even know.
Yeah.
Like, they were just doing what they normally do.
Because, like, even back then, they weren't like the biggest in Korea. And
Yeah,
they,
it's really interesting because initially, Bang Si-hyuk like kind of branded them as a hip hop group, but their first
right.
few albums, like I listened to it recently, I'm like, this is bad. Like, it didn't do well. So then he kind of changed their image and like made it a little more like the lighter, like charming kind of brand that we know now. And that like took off.
Like it took off in Korea first, and
Yeah,
then
they were huge in Korea. And then
which song took off first?
the I think Fire. It's like Bultown.
Fire.
It
Oh,
goes so
that song
hard.
is amazing.
Dude, I literally sung that today when I put Tiger Balm on my skin and I was like, ooh, Bultown. Okay, so here's the thing. I love BTS, but I also still feel a little bit like, I don't know, sometimes I just wonder like, is BTS happy? Like, is this what they want? You know what I mean?
I feel like the part where they're grateful, it does come off genuine to me, at least.
Initially, I was super sus. I was like, I've been burned by so many fake K-pop groups. I was like, I don't know if this camaraderie is genuine, you know?
Oh,
But then,
Shinki, that was so sad.
dude, Sunny, you don't understand. Dongbang Shinki breaking up was one of like the most traumatic events of my life. Like, I had all my posters in my room, and I had to take them down. I had to like split them up into two parts.
You can tell from the way they perform live. They were just not trying. Like,
Because with them, they had all this drama. Half the group
yeah.
wasn't happy. I had never thought about like the relationships within the idol groups. I was just like, I like their music. I think they're great artists, so I'm gonna enjoy this. But maybe like with BTS, one other thing that's unique is like, I think you can only fake relationships to a certain extent. And I think if you see the way that they present themselves, I think it's very hard to fake what they're presenting. The other thing I think about is their whole message and mantra is to love yourself, right? I still don't know what people mean when they say love yourself. It's like, do I love myself in the sense of I accept, for example, my body as I am today, and I'm content with that, and I don't need to look for anything else? Or do I love myself in the sense of, oh, like, I don't know, for example, I want to lose 10 pounds, so I'm going to go for that,
Got
and
it.
I'm going to love myself in that process. You know what I mean?
Got it, got it, got
I
it.
think in Western society, the culture is more of like, you are who you are today. And like, if you want to glow up, fine, but like, you are beautiful the way you are. But see, in Korea, I don't
Very
know what the
different.
me I don't know what the message is, because you know, BTS is saying love yourself. At the same time, at least in Korea, there's still very much a physical standard of beauty.
Well, that's why I think about like the suicides, right? Because I think that's the Asian societies like Korea and Japan have higher stress in general. And so that's why I was thinking of like, it having to do not exactly with the physical image, but just like your own self-esteem or.
Societal standards.
Actually, you're right. Societal standards, because that could be both physical and non-physical.
Yeah, and I think like BTS, they very explicitly speak out against some of that in their lyrics too. For me, it's just hard to reconcile that because on the one hand, they're speaking against these societal expectations. On the other hand, there's some sense in which they kind of feed into it, right? With the image and the brand that they are literally selling and profiting off of.
But at the same time, like J-Hope and Suga, I don't think they care about their body.
But look, they're all like slim, pretty boys, Sunny.
Asians are typically slimmer, no? Typically.
I don't think that's true. I think if you go to Asia, you would see variety in body shapes. But you know, if you look at K-dramas and K-pop, is very homogenous. But even like skin shades, like not all
Oh,
Koreans are
certainly.
fair skinned. There's a lot of people who are darker skinned.
Darker. Yep.
And like not
That's
all
true.
Koreans have, you know, beautiful complexions, you know?
That's true.
But it's the brand that
Yeah.
has been globalized.
They're also like ambassadors of like I'm assuming like certain products and things, right? I'm sure those companies want them to look nice, so I think it's all like businessy.
Yeah, I just think that, like, for example, I heard that there's a K-pop group with a black girl in it in Korea. I think it's
Yeah.
called like,
Black Swan, Black Swan.
yeah. So I think that if the message of love yourself came from that kind of group, it's a very different impact than BTS saying that, right? So that's why, like,
That is true.
as much as I love BTS, I still feel a little bit of like there's a paradox here, like something's a little off, you know what I mean? But you know, K-pop has brought me a lot of joy during quarantine, Sunny.
No, I don't disagree with
BTS
that.
has sparked so much joy in my life these past few months. You
I
know
think
what
I
we should
felt
do,
that.
Sunny? We should make a playlist and I will link it in the description.
Okay.
It will bring joy to your life, trust me.
It'll be good.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and listen to K-pop.
And stay socially distant.
Stay safe, y'all.